Good morning. Yeah, it's morning. 11:09 a.m. on Sunday, March the 8th, 2026. 53 degrees on a scattered cloud morning here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It has warmed up almost 10 degrees, at least in terms of reporting. It has warmed up 10 degrees since I started this walk and took a picture and checked the temperature. It was like 46, it's now 53. All right, how many is that? That's 4, 7. That's 7 degrees in 25-ish minutes. Yeah, it feels a lot warmer. Given that yesterday, this elevation of the sun would have been 9 a.m., or 10 a.m. instead of 11. It's heating up fast today. Music is Squirrel Nut Zippers again. I'm finishing off the Perennial Favorites album. Still reading Tower Bound. Just got into book 6. It's going to be wrapping up here. I got 3 more books before it runs out, or I run off the end of it. I don't know if it's still going on Royal Road or AO3 or whatever it is. Might be. It's really... It's really pulled me along, I have to say. That's a different way of storytelling. It's much more relaxed, prone to meandering, bringing in alternate points of view. Each individual volume is really quite long. Not as long as Wandering In, but still quite long. And yet satisfying, in spite of the fact that there's a lot of technical issues with the writing. A significant amount of head hopping, of switching from close third to omniscient and back again. Some formatting issues with a change in POV not being indicated by even a paragraph break. That was confusing for a bit. And yeah, I keep reading because I keep enjoying it. Great literature? No. Fun literature? Yes. Tower Bound is not just a game. Satisfactory. It's going well. I did not log in like all day yesterday. I put in a good amount. Saturday night is double feature night at the Trivia Club. Very long. Often frustrating. And yet I keep going back. Tonight will be a well-managed session. We have a longtime host who is known for his regularity in terms of being able to push through 20 questions in an hour and still have time for maybe a couple of bonus questions at the end. The Satisfactory keeps pulling me back. I got the heavy modular frames set up in a factory of their own. And yeah, I'm bleeding off modular frames from a factory. I'm bleeding off some of the steel components from a different factory and combining them. But I'm also making extras. So the heavy modular frames are not draining. It's picking up the slack, as it were. But I may be coming to the end of Satisfactory. I may be coming to the point where maybe I want to play something else for a while. I haven't played anything except Satisfactory since at least January. Played Shapes 2. That was a fun game too. And Shrouded will be coming out with the new 1.something release soon. But so will Satisfactory. A new mode of game. This does not fill me with joy. A new mode of playing. What could it be? Hardcore? Die once and you're dead? Randomized ore patches, or patches that expire. You eat them up and they're gone. I don't know. Random locations, or perhaps same locations, but random material. I mean, you have to go explore it every time there's a new game start. I'm playing experimental right now. It's dumped me out. It's dumped me out 4 or 5 times. But in its defense, it also put me right back where I was when the dump started. So when I come back in, it's clean. Not like 10 minutes before. Is it time for a new game? I don't know. I Am Future is on sale for half price. I heard about that from somebody else, from one of my friends who plays it and uses it as an unwind game. Cozy building. Shapes 2 is fun as well. I haven't played City Skylines in forever. I bought a bunch of the DLCs, but pretty much stopped playing right after I got them. I wasn't terribly impressed with the maps. Trying to work around those maps was like... It was fun to come down at ground level and scroll through the map, ride around and take a look and see what everything looks like. I hear a helicopter. Can't tell if it's Air Life or National Guard. It's a nice day for orientation flight, that's for sure. Oh, this is going to be warm. Heading eastbound now, heading toward the back half. The sun is full. What limited cloud action is little patches of cirrus cloud here and there. And some bigger ones off to the northwest, some over the mountains. The other thing I need to do is write some more. I meant to get back into the word processor yesterday and didn't. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk pose. I did bake bread. I realized that around 3 o'clock that I was down to the last couple of inches of the second loaf from the last bake. So I had to start a new notebook. I filled in the last one. This Saf Gold is wonderful stuff. I got it going around 3 or 4 yesterday afternoon. Got it split into loaf pans at 9:30, and then it came out of the fridge. At what was 6 a.m. local time, really 5 a.m. because of DST. So it had about 6 hours in the fridge. It was not over, it hadn't risen an awful amount. It was well done. And I immediately turned the oven on to get the temperature up so I could do the baking. And then about 15, it takes 15 minutes to come up to temperature. 16 minutes to come up to temperature. That's me, I know. It didn't necessarily warm the kitchen up very much, but the kitchen, the temperature in the kitchen is relatively stable. I actually have a thermometer, an inside thermometer in the kitchen, and I check it and it's never more than a degree up or down from 70. Now, that might be a thermometer bias. I don't have a second thermometer double checking. But the other big factor besides temperature, well, besides the amount of yeast, the amount of sugar, is the humidity and how much or how easily the flour absorbs the water. Jesus. It's a parade going into that cul-de-sac. But the other factor is the altitude, and I'm not exactly sure what the altitude does other than keep it very dry. It is so dry here. I have a hydrometer on my desk, and it's always, almost always, L. Not loser, it's low, too low to register. Now, what are these guys doing? Somebody go to meet and close. Somebody Christians, maybe. It isn't exactly Bible Belt here, but it is very much a religion-driven community, which, as you can probably imagine, makes me feel terribly welcome, part of the larger scale. The school. I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that anymore. One of the things that they had the kids do was they had to commit to some ridiculous number. 10 hours. Maybe it wasn't quite that much. But community service. And they got graded on it. And so I just sent a letter to the school and said, no, community service is what you give criminals guilty of minor offenses. Children are criminals. I understand the impetus. I understand wanting to instill a sense of community support and purpose. I understand that. I understand that urge. So let us restrain it. Let us force it down their throats. Let us make them do it on the pain of lower grades. And my response is, okay, no, not doing it. It's not happening. I mean, I could lie. I could have lied and said, no. Oh, yes, they take care of the park. They do a daily litter pickup in Greeley West Park. It's right here by our house. They keep it clean. That just seemed like the wrong message to send to the kids. And Dad will lie for you. Dad will lie for you, but I'm not gonna lie about that. This guy with a big husky right in front of me just moseying along. Headed north by the park. There's not a lot of runoff. I think the moisture from, what limited moisture there was from the snow, it's just sunk into the ground. Dog walks funny. He's got a limp. His front shoulders and his hips aren't aligned. Some sort of spine problem. He's a nice dog. He looks back once in a while, make sure I'm not getting too close. Few people out to park. It's a quiet morning. It's almost still. It's just the tiniest whisper of breeze. Some of last year's sunflowers. Just the seed heads still bobbing, and there wasn't enough snow or weather to knock them down. Got a lot of green beside the sidewalk. Helicopter's still buzzing around. I haven't seen any geese. Oh, there's some lenticular clouds forming off over the mountains. Westerly winds hitting the far side and bouncing up into the air. There's a robin. I found it curious. I learned just recently, like in the last couple of years, robins don't migrate. And yet, they're considered a harbinger of spring when you see the first robin. It's like, why? They've been here all winter. What the hell? How come you don't see them in the winter? Actually, you do. It just doesn't register. Okay, here comes somebody with two dogs. Golden Lab mix and a dachshund, a little hot dog. Morning. Primary and a small auxiliary dog. I smell wood smoke. What a lazy walk. Jeez. I almost hate to see how long this talk has been. I haven't really said anything. 24 minutes. Yeah, that's a little bit long. They're usually like 23, 22. But let's be honest, I was not exactly humping along this morning, mostly. Low key saunter. Get in the shade, get out of that sun, it's hot. I really didn't need the extra police. But it's a beautiful morning. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is a 3-day. The day after isn't. Not with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.